Chapter 1. Checkpoint. The American gave Alec Lemus another cup of coffee and said, "Why don't you go back home and sleep? We can phone you if he comes." Lemus did not answer. He just stared through the window of the West German checkpoint. The street near the hut was empty.
"You can't wait forever, sir," said the American. "Maybe he'll come another time."
"He's coming," said Lemus. "It's nearly dark now." Lemus stood next to a policeman who was watching the East German checkpoint through binoculars.
"He's waiting for the dark," Lemus said. "I know he is."
"But he's 9 hours late," said the American. Lemus became angry.
"He's an agent, one of my agents," he said. "He doesn't have a timetable. He's in danger. He's frightened. Munt knows that Karl is spying for us, and Munt's chasing him. Karl knows he has one chance to escape. Let him choose the best time."
"How did Munt know about Karl?" asked the American.
"Shut up," replied Lemus.
And then he added more quietly, "I don't know." A bell rang suddenly inside the hut. They waited silently. High above the checkpoint, huge lamps came on, shining their yellow light on everything. The policeman with the binoculars started to speak in German.
"The car has stopped at the first checkpoint," he said. "There is one person in it, a woman. The East German guards are taking her to the hut to look at her documents. The document check is completed. The car is going to the second checkpoint. The woman is going inside the hut. The guards are checking inside the car. The woman is coming out, and the barrier pole has been raised. She is driving the car over the bridge, past the final East German guard, and into West Berlin." Lemus went out of the hut into the icy winter night. The small crowd of people that was always near the checkpoint stood silently, lit by the huge lamps. The people changed, but the faces did not. They always looked helpless and confused. The car had passed the hut and stopped further along the street. Lemus had recognized the woman. He walked over to the car and spoke through the window to her.
"Where is he?"
"They came for him," she replied. "But he escaped. He took our bicycle. He has some money and some false documents. He said that he will come over tonight at this crossing point."
"Tonight," said Lemus. "Are you sure?"
"Yes, he has to," she replied. "All the other agents have been caught by Munt."
"All of them?"
"Lenzer, too, as well as Paul, Virek and Salomon." "Yes."
"How do you know?" he asked.
"Karl told me," she replied. "He trusts me, and he tells me everything."
Lemus did not reply. He was angry with his agent for talking to this woman about his work for the British Secret Service. He had met her once with Karl, who had brought her to a bar in West Berlin. Lemus had been angry that Karl had brought her to a meeting with him.
"Stupid man," thought Lemus. "Agents are all the same. You train them to lie, to trust nobody and to protect themselves, but they don't listen."
He pulled a key from his pocket and gave it to the woman.
"You'll need somewhere to stay," he said. "Go to Albrecht-Dürer-Strasse, number 28. I'll phone you when he comes.
He went back to the silent hut. The American was not there.
He's gone home, said the policeman.
Lemus told the policeman that they were waiting for a man on a bicycle, and then he went to the window and waited. In front of him was the road, and to either side there was the wall. It was a dirty, ugly thing, built from big blocks of rough concrete, with barbed wire on top and in front of it.
Sir, look, the policeman suddenly whispered. It's a man with a bicycle.
Lemus recognised the man who was pushing the bicycle. It was Carl.
He's done it, thought Lemus. He's got through the first checkpoint. There's just the second one now.
Carl calmly leaned his bicycle against the customs hut and disappeared inside. At last, he reappeared, got on his bike, and an East German policeman raised the red and white barrier pole. He was through. He was coming towards them. He had done it. At that moment, Carl seemed to hear a sound and know that there was danger. He looked over his shoulder and began to move faster. An East German guard was on the bridge, watching Carl as he came towards him. Suddenly, the searchlights came on, shining on Carl. Then there was the sound of shouting and a siren. The East German guard dropped to his knees and lifted his gun. The first shot seemed to push Carl forwards, and the second shot seemed to pull him back. But he was still moving, still on the bicycle, passing the guard who was still shooting at him. Then he fell from the bike to the ground. Lemus hoped that Carl Remek was dead, so that the East German Secret Service could not hurt him when they interrogated him.